And I also have Stephen Chung, who is a White House director and looks exactly what it would look like when the evil is seeping out of your skin. Stephen Chung responding to all of this. Here is the market crashing. I'm just going to play a little bit. Markets are crashing because Donald Trump's tariffs have caused inflation and the markets are freaking out because people are going to have less money to go and spend on things. And so here is what the Lincoln Project did to it. And I hope I don't get copyright stricken for this. How do you say that? Copyright striked? It's not good. And it's something what we all predicted. So Donald Trump is going to pretend like this isn't happening. He's going to say this is, what is he going to say? It's fake stocks. I mean, it is what it is.
Excuse me. Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one.
But Donald Trump is not going to pretend like this is real. And we're all suffering because of Donald Trump's stupid decisions around tariffs, who MAGA thinks is actually a great idea, and it's not. Real quick while you're watching this video, if you could like this video and leave a comment of about 7 words or more, YouTube is downranking these videos. If you look at the page, send an email. But regardless, there is a way that you can boost it is by hitting like and leaving a comment, and it would help so much get this in front of more people. Thank you. Now, we're also suffering here in D.C. because Donald Trump has militarized the streets, and D.C. is actually rising up. I got a few clips for you here, one of which is this is actually a member. We found out now this is a member of the DOJ, a DOJ employee who was subsequently fired for throwing a sandwich at the police. I want to normalize throwing sandwiches at police officers who are breaking their oath to the Constitution. I think we should normalize that. No, I don't think you should actually do it, but I don't mind that it happened. And D.C. also is experiencing, look at technically downtown, but it's certainly lower part of D.C. And police here have actually created fencing and like stop zones where they just stop cars and investigate them with no due process. And here is also have some footage here of a man telling police officers that they can disobey unlawful orders, which is what these are. I think we should normalize that, which is not illegal at all, and it doesn't involve any sort of physical contact, is shaming these people, because what they're doing is wrong. And the military exists to protect us from foreign enemies. We are not the enemy. Homeless people are not the enemy in this country. Using the military against its own citizens is despicable, quite frankly. And I'm glad that man spoke up. We need more people to do it. Stephen Chung is upset that Gavin Newsom actually is actually winning the media war right now. And he had this, I mean, I'm not going to read all this, but he's obviously trying to parody Donald Trump and the insane things that he tweets each day in all caps, which we have talked about here.